This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Well, it's good to have Roy Beard on with us today, and Roy is on at 11:55. He's on at 11:55 every day Central Time, a.m. Central Time, with Word from the Wall. He's on every Tuesday from at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock here on BPN Radio, Discerning the Times. And Roy, it's good to have you on. I hear some background noise there. I hear somebody talking in the background. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Barely can hear you. I got your phone there, and I hear some.
I hear myself
talking in the background.
All right, can you hear me?
I can. That's one of the things about that's one of the things about being on live. You know, you have all kinds of exciting things happen when you're calling people or trying to. Ordinarily, we'd be Skyping in today, but there's some technical problems, which happens from time to time. Even the major networks have problems. It's good to have you on, and you are a familiar voice here on BPN Radio. And here on each day at 11:55 a.m., Word from the Wall. And then, of course, Discerning of Times every Tuesday, 1 and 7 o'clock. And then, of course, you write daily blogs and devotions that people can then subscribe to or read. It's good to have you on today, and I wanted you to be on today. I've got you and another guest on today, but I wanted you to be on today to ask you about what's going on in America. I just sense in my spirit that we are a nation at war. I know that would alarm a lot of people, but I believe there is a definite war going on in America. And I posted, I tweeted this morning, we're a nation at war. Not a physical war, but definitely a spiritual war. There are powers of darkness that have now come out of the closet. They've been here all along. They thought they had control of the government. And then they were mightily surprised because God answered the prayers of his people. Now, I believe, Roy, this group has come out of the closet to disrupt and, if possible, overthrow this government. And I know that sounds extreme to some people, but I don't believe it is extreme. I know that you have a tremendous gift to discern what's going on. And what do you see happening right now?
What's happening right now, you're exactly right. This is war. This is, I'm convinced, this is almost the last-ditch effort of the devil to destroy America. The devil thought and the left thought that they had this thing in the bag. That mm-hmm. Hillary was going to be elected, she would then continue to complete the fundamental transformation that Barack Obama had started. And what I sensed in my spirit is that a lot of this, it didn't begin, but it stepped up and it escalated about September of last year. And we talk about an October surprise, but in about that period of time, there began to be effort, and I don't have any proof of this other than what I read, what I research, and what I sense in my spirit. But there was an effort. There has been a coordinated effort of Barack Obama, the former president, designed to make sure that they had, in fact, I'm convinced they did things illegally, and that's been going on for a long time, to where they did things illegally to spy on the American people, to eavesdrop on the American people, and then he issued an executive order with 16 agencies to where they would have information disseminated throughout those agencies with all of the holdovers of his administration, would ensure that information got to the press and what have you to discredit Donald Trump. Now, they thought that Hillary would win, but he was hedging his bet just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And the Organization for Action that she started in 2013, along with Messina and with David Axelrod, has now, what they've got is, they said they have as many as 30,000 protesters, disruptors, they call them, that they're going to set up as many as 400 protests in 42 cities, and they issued a pamphlet telling people how to protest, how to go into these town hall meetings and spread themselves out throughout the crowd where the media, the cameras, and what have you could catch their pictures and think that it was widespread and universal, and it would create an image to the American people that everybody or the majority of people don't want Trump, they're upset with Trump, they don't want to like where we're going, and they want to have the Democrats in power. And their intent is to take down Donald Trump, but it's more than that, Dale. It's more than Donald Trump. It's America that Barack Obama and the leftists want to take down. This is a war on America. It's a war on God. It's a war on Christianity. It's a war on the Constitution. And if we're going to have to pray like we've never prayed, but mm-hmm. we're going to have to put legs on our prayers then, and we're going to have to literally, we may have to march on Washington, but we're going to have to get the attention of politicians or we will lose this country.
Right. There's no time for Christians to have their heads down. No time for Christians to look the other way. And, of course, it's no time for Christians to be silent. And, of course, I know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And, we must discern that we are a nation at war. And, I know that some people, even Christians, might label us as fear mongers or, whatever label they want to put on us. But I believe that we are discerning, Roy, that we are a nation that is in desperate trouble. Because what happens is, they are organizing, as you say. I did not know there were that many protest groups organizing, but hundreds of thousands gathering in streets in America, and then we start having violence in the streets of our America.
Yes.
Then we have to call out the National Guard. Then we have to call out troops, and then we could very well have a civil war in the streets of our nation. And we know that they have followed the pattern of other leaders in other nations over the years, that they had such a groundswell in rioting that the leaders actually would flee the country, them and their family to save their lives. And so I believe that history will repeat itself. We're in a very dangerous place in America. And I know that we are repeating ourselves, but the media and the leftists and Hollywood and the NFL and the NBA, they never thought that they would lose this election, but the people of God prayed. So, there must be a continuation, I believe, of our prayers. And so, what's going on at the White House? We have wiretapping. We have Jeff Sessions that is trying to be removed. We have President Trump that's about trying to be removed. And they are disrupting, discrediting, accusations are continuing one after another. What is happening there, Roy? What should we be alert to besides the protest in the streets?
One of the things that's happening is the Democrats are following the Cloward, Piven, and Alinsky model of organized chaos. And what they're presenting an image. And what's sad to me, Dale, one of the things we need to do, as I'm convinced, is that we need to get on the phone. We need to send letters. We need to write emails. We need to send texts to every Republican congressman, congresswoman, and senator. And I would say Democrat, but the Democrats, for the most part, are in lockstep together with this. Mm-hmm. But we need to talk to every Republican that is an elected official and say, listen, you must stop giving legs to what they're saying. You need to address it. I listened to Senator Cotton out of Arkansas. I listened to various senators that were on intelligence committees and armed services committee, and even Speaker of the House Paul Ryan talk about they have seen absolutely no evidence of Russian collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. Well, there's not any, because all that was happening with Russia is they're doing what Russia's done for a long time. And if you'll remember, our president gave tax dollar money to an organization, a political action group out of Israel, to try to defeat Benjamin Netanyahu. And we've tried to influence elections. I don't believe the Russians were trying to necessarily get one or the other elected. I believe what the Russians were doing was trying to gain an edge regardless of who got elected. They wanted dirt on Hillary. They wanted any kind of dirt or influence they could have over Donald Trump that help them and benefit them, because Russia's going to do what Russia does. They're an evil empire. Ronald Reagan was right. There's no question about that. But we need to get a hold of the Republicans and say, you've got to stop saying, well, like Paul Ryan said, well, we know the Russians interfered in our election. No, we don't. We know they tried to get information. We don't know what impact they had. And even if they did try to influence the election, that's not the issue. Even James Clapper said, the former national security man, he said there is no evidence that the Russians actually did anything to affect the election, nor is there any evidence that Donald Trump was engaged or his campaign was in collusion with them. But yet the Democrats continue with that. So what we need to be aware of is this is a diversion tactic, and we need to encourage the administration. We need to encourage the Republicans in the House and the Senate to forget what they're doing. Forget it in the sense that don't let it distract you, but take a page out of the Democrat playbook and go full speed ahead with your agenda. Do everything you can. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan need to get bills on the floor that they can get them passed and into the hands of the president. And if we'll do enough of that, we can defeat them in that way. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take prayer, and it's going to take our involvement. And sometimes I think we're getting sidetracked. We're seeing the big thing that's going on and the thing that's making all the noise and not seeing what's happening behind the scenes. Right. This is definitely an attempt to take down America.
That's true. And, I believe too many Christians spend all of their time watching the news. You know, most people think that Fox News is a conservative network. They do have a conservative slant. Of course, we know that Sean Hannity is on there. He's conservative. But guys like Shepard Smith and others are very liberal. And Fox is they are reading the same script from a little different slant as the other major networks are. And, people are getting, Christians need to realize they cannot rely upon Fox News or any of these major networks, even though I do watch Fox News some, particularly Sean Hannity. But, Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, that is a great source. And there's some other conservative internet newscasts that are coming to the front.
Right.
But Christians, they've got to be alert. They can't take in all this stuff and believe everything they are hearing and seeing, because we must be very discerning about what is going on, what is happening, and what is in process. And
absolutely,
you know, we I believe that we prayed in this administration, and I'm not talking about just Donald Trump. I'm talking about Vice President Pence. I'm talking about we won the Senate, we won the House, and Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan. Everybody is under attack, including particularly Jeff Sessions, because they certainly don't want him to bring justice or anybody to justice to the forefront. And so he's recused himself now, and the Senate has got to confirm his assistant. I mean, it's going on and on and on. And we as Christians must be alert and be willing to do spiritual warfare. But we must pray. Jesus said, watch and pray. That means
absolutely
that we pray, but that we do some other things. Like you said, calling your congressperson, your representative in Congress, or your senator. I'm encouraging all of our listeners out there in Arizona and South Carolina to call John McCain. He needs to be called out, and we know that Lindsey Graham needs to be called out. And
yes,
they're trying to disrupt what we're trying to do. And I guess there's some others. Senator Murkowski there in Alaska, all you people up in Alaska, need to make your voices heard, because one of the things the Democrats were able to do for over 8 years to put us in this type of situation is they closed ranks and they joined together. The Republicans, once again, don't know how to do that, not willing to do that. And we have three or four United States senators, probably are very left-leaning toward more Democratic than Republicans. And the only thing that can happen is we got to pray, but those people, citizens in those states, voters in those states, must make their voices heard to call.
Absolutely.
And Senator Collins up in Maine, those are the four, I guess. And there may be some others we're not aware of.
Well, and the thing is, we don't have time to wait until 2018 when we can vote on some more of these people.
That's right.
We don't have that kind of time. We've got to have now. I had someone I know there was a statement made by Franklin Graham that God, and many of us have said that, you said it and I've said it, that God put Donald Trump in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
There was an individual that I heard say, well, he's an apostate then, because he thinks God put Trump in the White House. I said, how's he apostate? God put Trump in the White House. God sets up and takes down King.
Yeah.
And this person came back and said, well, do you think God put Barack Obama in the White House? I said, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think God allowed Barack Obama to be elected because of the apathy of the people.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so in that sense, yeah, he did. He allowed us to have what the American people were doing. Now, do I believe there was fraud in his election? Of course I do. I believe there's been fraud in every election for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the issue. The issue is Donald Trump could not win, according to everything that was out there on the table in the natural, but he won.
Mm-hmm.
And he won at the last minute by people changing their mind and go, and people getting up and going to the poll that had not intended to go. And I can only attribute that to one person, and that's God.
Yeah.
God put Donald Trump. God gave America another chance. He has given us a breath mm-hmm. of fresh air, and he's given us an opportunity. And woe be unto us as a nation if we squander this opportunity.
That's right. I believe with all of my heart that God gave us this one more chance, because our nation was on the very verge of collapse. The government that we know, the Constitution that was established by our framers many years ago. But the church prayed, and we must pray now because we're in a desperate situation, and bad things could happen in the next few weeks if the people of God do not rise and pray. And so that's what we're doing here on BPN Radio, calling America to pray. Over 2 years now, calling America to pray, and today we're calling America to pray for our president, vice president, this administration, and America, calling America to pray for the future of our land. And you know, I believe we're in the balances, and we must intercede. We must do some spiritual warfare. That's what I want us to do today. I want you to pray. I'll follow up with prayer. And it's good to have you on, Roy. And I encourage everybody to read your articles. All they have to do is go to Roy Beard, B-E-A-I-R-D, and they will find you and read your articles that you've been putting out. How long have you been writing these articles?
I guess 5 years or so, wow. I think, Dale, something like that.
Wow.
4 or 5 years. I've been at it for a long time, but simply it seems like a long time, and then some other times it seems like I hadn't done it at all. But what I do is very simply is I try to write what I'm hearing from the Spirit of God. That's it.
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, you must spend a lot of time writing. I said, actually, I spend more time praying than I do writing, because what I hear in prayer is what I put on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it easy. That takes it off of me, and it, if it has any impact, it's because of God, not because of me. And that's it. I just simply, and as a watchman on the wall, and I believe that's my call. I believe that's your call, among other things, that we've got to warn when we see things coming. If we don't, the blood's on our hands.
That's right.
And I don't want to stand before God and explain why I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that God I believe that God has placed you on the wall, Roy Beard, and you are looking. And the watchman of the Old Testament that Ezekiel talked about was one that stood on the wall, and when he saw trouble coming, enemy coming, he blew the trumpet, and he was accountable for watching. And I'm thankful you're watching and sharing with us what you see happening, what's going on. And we need to certainly pray against these protests. So we have three or four minutes. We're going to pray today. I know that other people are praying, but we have our helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shoes of peace, shield of faith, sword of the Spirit. We're watching for the saints, praying in the Holy Ghost. So why don't you pray about us do some spiritual warfare here, Roy, and I'll set myself in agreement with you.
Okay. Father, we come to you. Lord, we recognize that we are in a spiritual war in America, and it's beyond America, but in America that we're praying specifically about where we live, there is a spiritual war that is a war against you, a war against righteousness, it's a war against purity, it's a war against morality, it's a war against freedom, and a war against America. And Lord, I ask that in Jesus' name that you stir up the body of Christ to become diligent in prayer and effective and fervent in prayer, because I know, we know, we're confident that you turned the election around. And Lord, we know that time and time again, you have stayed the mouth of lions. You've stopped the attack of the enemy. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against him. So Lord, we know that you can prevent what the enemy's trying to do to America. But I know that in order for that to happen, your people are going to have to follow 2 Chronicles 7:14. We're going to have to pray. We're going to have to seek your face and turn from wickedness and repent of our sins and repent of our complacency. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you'd stir up everybody to pray. But stir us up to go beyond prayer. Stir us up to get involved. Stir us up to speak. Stir us up to write. And Lord, I ask that you touch every pastor in America today. And I'm not asking that you make them political mouthpieces. I'm asking that you make them mouthpieces of righteousness. And when they declare what you're saying, and they declare, call sin, sin, and they identify the problem as being the problem and not sugarcoat it and not just try to make people feel good, but to try to help people be plucked out of the brands of hell, out of the bonds of hell, and step forward into freedom. Lord, when they do that, they'll become the greatest political mouthpiece that's ever happened in the pulpit, and they'll turn hearts to where hearts start hearing you. And when people start hearing you, they'll start walking in the right way, and we'll stand against the things that are wrong in government. And Lord, I ask that you preserve America again and help us to rise up and be men and women of prayer and men and women of faith and men and women of commitment, that we stand for faith, we stand for family, we stand for freedom, and we refuse to be denied the fulfillment of the promise of God for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Father, I set myself in agreement with Roy Beard concerning this war that is going on in America, not a physical war, but a spiritual war. And we know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. And we declare in the name of Jesus that whatever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever is loosed on earth is loosed in heaven. And we bind every attack of the enemy, every satanic force that is coming to destroy the United States of America and the land that we love and many people have fought for, people like Roy Beard that's on with me today, and others that have given their life for this cause. And we thank you, Lord, that you answered our prayers and saved us from a people that were determined to bring down our nation and is still very determined and have a lot of forces on their side. But we know that there's nothing greater than the powers of Almighty God. And we ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would raise up prayer warriors, people that know how to war in the spirit, who would stand and do some spiritual warfare concerning the future of this nation. And Lord, I pray that America will turn back to you. I pray there will be days of prayer and repentance. It's called by our leadership. And we bind every power, every force of darkness that would want to overthrow our nation. And we declare that there is the hope that makes not ashamed that's being released on America. In Jesus' name, help us to be alert. Help us to be aware. And I agree with Roy Beard that every pastor who's actually the prayer leader of his church will call his forces to pray and to seek your face on a regular basis. Lord, we need your help. Wake up. Wake up the mighty men. We pray in Jesus' name. We pray for revival and spiritual awakenings all across America, throughout the 30,000 towns and cities in the United States. We believe you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Roy. Keep going. And you'll be on at you'll be on every day at 11:55 a.m. tomorrow at 1 and 7. And we'll keep praying, believing. And
amen.
I have a hope that makes not a shame. Thank you for being on today. God bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Here's my spiritual son, Leland. He's going to sing about the war. He said, don't go away.
He is my shepherd, I shall not want. You lead me in paths of your righteousness. In these green pastures, I sing a song. I will fear no evil in life or death. battle's not mine, but yours. The battle's not mine, but yours. The battle's not mine, but yours.
Been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
standing on your promises. Oh, and just like a man who built his house upon a rock, the wind and the rain will never knock it off. I'm hanging on your every word, walking in the faith I've earned. Oh, I'm not letting go, I'm hanging on your every word. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, gonna keep standing on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ruth, Lord, your word is true.
Hanging on, hanging on.
From Genesis to Revelation, Lord, such a sweet salvation. I'm hanging on your every word. I keep hanging on your every word.
Take everything, I'm all I can be. knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know what I've been.
My heart and hope, every dream comes alive when you shine. sun, you're waking us to life. You've only begun. Every fear, every doubt disappears when you shine.
To thee, my